Hello, it's Peter here with today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast podcast, Voice Over Voice. Yesterday, I mentioned the phrase stand to deliver, and I said that that was a hit. Stand and deliver was a hit, wasn't it, for Adam and the Ants? Do you remember that? It's certainly in the UK. And I wondered whether between us we could work out what year it was actually recorded in, when it was a hit. Stand and deliver. I'm the dandy highwayman who you're too scared to mention. I spend my cash on looking flash and grabbing your attention. The devil take your stereo and your record collection. The way you look, you'll qualify for next year's old age pension. They're lyrics of a certain age, aren't they? What year do you reckon it was a hit? It's all right, we'll actually get onto the meat and potatoes of today's episode in a few moments' time. It was a song, it was a number one, it was associated with Hymen in the 18th century, Adamant was dressed up as a highwayman, it was called Stand and Deliver. Any more clues? I said 85, and then I corrected myself to 83. And I was a couple of years out. It was 1981. Don't know whether it's a hit anywhere else around the world, but certainly in the UK. Okay, let's move on to today's episode of the podcast series. We've got 9 lines on the spine today, tomorrow, and the day after that. Lines 1 to 3 today as the podcast continues. The spine. Why is this important? Well, your voice is affected by your postural alignment, and you'll have better breathing and resonance if your spine is fine. And that means using minimal effort for maximum effect. An efficient, effective, and effortlessly good voice without the work of holding and tensing muscles to create it. That's why your spine is important. And so is this, number 2. That means when standing, lining up the heaviest parts of your body, so the centre of gravity goes down the middle of your frame. Yeah, the centre of gravity goes down the middle of your frame. Balance without tension, in other words. That doesn't mean, despite what you were told at school, that you need to stand up straight. Because your spine isn't actually straight. I mean, check it out on Google. Have a look for pictures of your spine. It's got 3 distinct curves in it. And if you stand as though you've got a rake up your back, you'll be holding yourself in unhelpful tension as other muscles and bones overwork to compensate. It's important that you're in a state of, well, semi-erection, essentially. No sniggering at the back, but you don't want to be too formal and stiff and straight, and neither do you want to be slouched. It's got to be comfortable in the way you hold yourself so everything is working as it should, essentially. Not just your diaphragm and your lungs being open, but also so there are no stresses and strains from other muscles and bones overcompensating and holding things in your body in a way that is not logical for them to do so. They are not working to their best extent. They're not doing what they were designed to do. They're overcompensating for something that you've told another muscle group not to do. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. Okay, that's lines 1 to 3 in 9 lines on the spine. It will come of little surprise to you to realise that tomorrow is points 4, 5 and 6 as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.